It's coming right for us. Right for us.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
OB.
It.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Cut down there.
Opie Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Well, it feels like we just left, gentlemen. Great to be back with you. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. I'm Mark Harmon, steering the ship here. Phenomenal, phenomenal opener. Could have, should have, would have almost ended in a Bears victory, but the Bears.
So is this a green ribbon then? Is that what you're saying?
Participation trophy for everyone, Scott. Let's just start right there. They lost 23-17. The Falcons beat them as the Bears are 0-1. Atlanta 1-0. OB, I know you want to start, so yeah, go ahead. Welcome.
I sure do. First of all, from all of us here, to all those people down in Florida, that Hurricane Irma, there's going to wind up some people losing everything they've worked for, loved for, cherished, and it's all going to be gone. And I'm going to tell you something. Again, our hearts and prayers go out to you people. Just hang tough if you can. Now to the game. Number one, I want to say to the Chicago Bear fans, and I've been saying this for a pretty long time, folks, there's nobody like you. You're the best. You came today. You brought it all four quarters. You cheered this team on, come hell or high water, and kudos to you. Now, number two, the Bear players, congratulations to you guys for not giving up, for playing your hearts out for four quarters, and you almost had the victory. And I'm going to get in later to why we did not. But again, to the fans, you're the best. To the players, you guys brought it. Congratulations on that. Just keep it rolling, guys. Keep it rolling. But I do want to talk later, and it will be about the coaches.
Amen to all you said, OB. And you're exactly right, Mark. It's in the blink of an eye. Here we are back, opener of the 2017 season. And once again, it's almost like we're going to have to put the record on that we've had the last couple of years. So many mistakes, especially down the stretch.
Danny, they won't give this team a chance to get ready. The exhibition. I mean, it's so frustrating.
You're exactly right, and we're going to get into that, folks. But first, your sentiment about the effort of the players and the fans. It was fantastic. First of all, the defense.
Class act.
It was the defense played their hearts out. They were terrific. They stopped the run. They took it away, and they flustered last year's reigning MVP, Matt Ryan. He looked horrible most of the day. And unfortunately, yes, again, no turnovers. But the offense, they did enough. They kept us in it. We were down 10 points going into the fourth quarter. They didn't give up. They kept fighting. But it was a grab bag. You know, some solid execution of small ball, basically. But it was augmented by the electrified play of the kid, number 29, Tariq Cohen. Now, the one thing that's driving me nuts, and I know I'm going to turn it over to you, Kaz, but here's the thing. Cohen was a one-man gang today. He made play after play and moved the chains, gave this offense a huge spark. But most importantly, down the stretch, I don't think he was in the game until the last play of the last six or seven. And he was the best player. And you know what? We love Jordan Howard. He's a good kid. But he would have probably – Tariq Cohen would have caught that ball at the goal line because Jordan Howard, he only caught 60% of the passes he was thrown last year. And that should be an 85-90% catch ratio on little circle routes and swing patterns. But he's not a good pass receiver. Why is he in there when you've got to be able to throw the ball? Now, the one thing is, you brought it up. Once again, we wasted so much quality time in the preseason when we have to find time to develop the timing, the tempo of the precision passing game. We squander it. We act like we don't even care about working on it. And then we get into a game like this today.
And it's helter-skelter because this coaching staff, Dan, for some reason, it's the most idiotic thing I've seen. Last year, it's the same repeat thing. The fourth exhibition game, they don't play anybody. They don't play anybody. I doubt if our so-called first stringers amounted to a game out of four that they played in the exhibition season. And guess what, folks? In the fourth quarter, when we needed it, when it comes to goal line offense, goal line defense, we didn't have it. We didn't know what the hell we were doing. And you know what? John Fox, that's on your head. That is on your head, your offensive and defensive coordinators. How you cannot play the – what? You're worried about Cody Whitehair getting hurt? This is a joke. You should play these guys. Get them acclimated. And in offense, it's all about the timing and what the hell do you think we lacked out there, Glenn?
Yeah, I mean, I would say everything you're saying is correct, but the real simple fact is this. You had the way the game unfolded – Jordan Howard, you know, he's a pound and grind guy. He's not a come out of the backfield catch
the ball. He can't catch the ball.
You have this young rookie lighting him up. He was a one-man wrecking crew, and in the most pivotal moment in the game, he's on the sideline. That is running back coach and the little dwarf on the sideline.
Glenn,
no offense,
this
but
is
I mean,
all...
just, you know, what are you doing? Play your best players and give them a chance to
win
the game.
Absolutely. Glenn, this should have been figured out.
Right.
Before September 10th, all this should have been figured out.
But that's the thing.
If you play this kid, you have a chance. I'm telling you, I believe wholeheartedly, we'll never know. He would have caught the ball on the goal line and probably would have steamrolled the guy into the end zone.
But they didn't anticipate that this guy would have such a great game, so they can't adjust on the fly. It's General John Fox.
They didn't know. Where did they find out in the preseason?
You find out in practice in the preseason,
Let's
Mark.
Let's see it in game one or two or three. Play him. See what he can do. Put him in ISO patterns.
See what
he can and can't do. But today, what a shocker. We should have known going into this game his capabilities.
And even without, but I think what Mark's getting at, and we couldn't agree more, but what Mark is saying, they still don't have the ability to make adjustments on the fly. For whatever reason, this coaching staff can't go, wow, this kid's lighting it up.
Because they don't practice it, Glenn.
Yeah, but
they don't.
But here's
look at the training season, the 4X. Vested games, they do nothing.
But see, that defies common sense, and that's what we saw down the stretch. Common sense says put your most electric, dynamic player on the field. We've seen it for 50 minutes.
Yeah,
give him a chance. Throw him the ball every time. See if somebody can cover him. They haven't done it all day.
Those linebackers and even safeties couldn't cover. They could not cover that kid. And, I mean, he's electrifying. He's going to be fun to watch.
You know what?
If we really know how to use them.
I swear to you almighty, I was going to come on this show, Mark, and your listeners, and I was going to be very methodical, and I was going to go through my 1 ABCs, 2 ABCs, 3 ABCs, and I blew the whole thing up.
I apologize. No, there's no apologies necessary. We had a very peaceful walk from the conference room over to the studio. You were right there, OB, and then the mic went on, and you're OB. That's a beautiful thing. By the way, Hampton OB with Kaz, start of the show, sponsored by Parent Petroleum. Go ahead there, Kaz. What do you got?
No, what I was going to say, though, the frustrating part is you only get 16 chances to win in the National Football League. And the coaches, not the players, because the players played their guts out and they got the plan and they're just going to do it. But this is a coaching error. Your offensive coordinator and your running back coach couldn't get together and go, hey, you know, this kid's lighting it up and they can't cover him. Let's put him in on this drive and see if we could score a touchdown. They weren't smart enough to figure that out.
You know what?
That's on them.
We're in our passing game. In our passing game, and when we come back after the break, I want to give you people some statistics about our passing game last year. It is unbelievable what took place last year, and guess what? Coming into this year, bingo.
Hey, come to WGN-TV, flashback to the 80s, and launch along with the Goldbergs, starring Chicago's very own Jeff Garlin. That's weeknights at 10:30 and 11 starting Monday on WGN-TV. Bears postgame continuing, 312-981-7200. Also get you an update on Hurricane Irma in about 2 minutes, too. 720 WGN and CLTV.